Kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So you've heard us talk about the ANC's National General Council. And, of course, you know, the ANC is gathering to revisit a lot of the things that they've promised themselves. They're reassessing their position, where they are. And, of course, this is ahead of the conference. So this is midway through the two conferences. And, of course, unfortunately, there was a protest outside the gathering. And this is after the fact that the ANC Secretary General, Fikile Mbalula, earlier on, which was over the weekend, had promised that all issues of unpaid salaries of the ANC employees had been resolved. But of course, it couldn't have been because there were people who were picketing outside the venue today. On the line with us is Secretary of NHAU at Walter Sisulu and Thuli House, Nombuso Mthembu. Thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and thank you to you and to your listeners.
So just maybe give us a sense of what exactly is happening. One of the workers apparently said to have said that this is the fourth time this year that they struggle to get their full salaries, or the salaries come in a little bit late. Your assessment of the situation?
Well, we have been confronted with these issues. She's quite correct, about four times now in the same year. But also, given the fact that we've been confronted with the same issues before, besides the salary,
yes,
in 2022, when the staff of the ANC were picketing outside of the policy conference in Nazareth due to non-payment of salaries, delayed salaries, non-payment of their provident fund, which is their future, and non-payment of their medical aid, which is their health-wise.
And so the utterances of the ANC Secretary General earlier saying, no, all of this is resolved over the weekend, clearly it's not true, or has it been resolved? The workers just want it not to happen again. Numbers, I'm struggling. We're struggling a little bit to hear you. I'm not sure if you've moved. If you can maybe shift around a bit for us.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay. Like I alluded earlier, we can't speak on behalf of the leadership of the ANC. What we were demonstrating today was our truth, what we know, what we live through on a day-to-day basis, and what our staff is going through. So as for what the Secretary General of the ANC is saying, we can't comment on that. We have no comment on what the Secretary says or comments on media.
Yes, no, I understand that. But what I want to know is whether all your members to date have been paid. Has that been settled?
No, that's inaccurate.
That's not true. So the conference, while the NGC is happening, you're saying that there are staff members that are not all paid yet still?
Correct.
Okay. Have you been given a formal response? Not us, well, not what we've been told by the media. Has the ANC given you a formal response to your demands?
No. As the leadership of the staff members, alongside with the BC of the Lithuli and Sisulu House, we've not been given any formal response.
And so what does this mean then for the workers? Do you continue going back to work? What does this mean?
We are not on a full-blown industrial strike, but we were just picketing outside of the NGC. Although some of our staff members are deployed to work with the NGC, some of our staff members are also delegates from their branches to the NGC. We are aware of the situations that the ANC is facing, but what we were much more demonstrating was that we would like the leadership of the ANC, the management of the ANC, to put in more effort in the situation that the staff is actually facing on a day-to-day, on a month-to-month basis, because some are single parents, some are breadwinners, we are confronted with different challenges from each household, and some have chronic illnesses that need monthly treatments for their chronic illnesses. Imagine you go to the doctor, you only get confronted when you get to the doctor that medical aid is not paid. You come and you need medication, you need to buy it directly, and your salary is either delayed or there is non-payment at all. So when you put two and two together, you can see that it is actually a worrying situation, and the morale of the staff is not as high. As much as we are continuing doing our day-to-day work to make sure that the ANCC work goes smoothly with uninterrupted dilemmas, but the morale of the staff is low. It's December, people need to pay school fees, people need to pay up their creditors, people need to start registering for next year for their kids. So it's a situation that no one wants to see themselves in.
You mentioned that there is a level of understanding. You appreciate what the ANC is going through. What do you want to elaborate on that? What do you mean by that?
We're not saying we appreciate what the ANC is going through, but we understand the challenges that we are facing.
Mm-hmm.
We do understand the challenges of, remember that the ANC is an NGO. The sponsorships that must come through, everything that the ANC goes through, we are aware of it. But we need the leadership of the ANC, alongside with the management of the ANC, to put in more effort so that the staff of the ANC are not the ones suffering the most.
I do appreciate your time. Are you going to be picketing again today? Are you going to be picketing for the duration of the NGC?
Unfortunately not, ma'am. It was just for today.
It was just for today. All right. I appreciate you giving us your time today. That's the Secretary of Nahau at Walter Sisulu and Luthuli House, Nombuso Mthembu there. And she was obviously one of the people leading the picket outside of the ANC NGC. This was happening earlier on today, and you've heard it for yourself. So earlier on over the weekend, the ANC Secretary General had committed to and confirming that, the issues of unpaid salaries was settled. She's saying no. A lot of the people that were at the picket, their salaries had not been paid yet. So obviously we'll see. She says they're not going to go back tomorrow, but I'm sure at some point, if things are not settled, they will let us know.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.